in the sea of this material world, thus causing me grievous trouble. And now he confesses very much. He says, I have done everything, but it didn't work. Do you sometimes also feel like this? I've heard so many lectures, so many things, didn't work. After numerous endeavors to subdue this material demands, I have completely given up all hope. O Lord of the destitute, no? O Lord of the destitute, O Lord of the destitute, I call upon your holy name. For now you are my only hope. Yes, my only hope. I have tried so much, didn't work so far. Now you are my only hope. See, when Lord, this is a very nice song. There is another very nice song. There Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes himself in the mood, you know, taking, helping us to make proper confessions. He says, I have no compassion. I'm very selfish. When I see others are happy, I become so dejected. Why them? Why not me? And when I see others be miserable, oh, whew, at least some justice is here in this world. You know, he speaks like this. I'm rejected by godly people, a constant offender. And then he says, now I'm old. Nothing works any longer. I just have to say, my Lord, this is my story. Please make something out of me. Amara jivana. Amara jivan sada papera. Yes, this is how he said, how Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. This is a very strong word. He says, prapancha pudiya, I have fallen into five. Prapancha means five. What is this five? I have fallen into five? One can understand, I have fallen into the snow, for instance, or into the water. Or I have fallen into love. This is also understandable, but fallen into five? Fallen into five? How is this? Then there are five things. Atma, Paramatma, Prakriti means nature, Kala means time, and Karma. Spiritual life, there's the Bhakta. There are also five in spiritual life. The Bhakta, Bhakti, Bhagavan, the Svarup Shakti or internal potency of the Lord, and something which is called Nityakala, eternal presence, eternal time. So I have left this Bhakti, this Bhakta, Bhakti, Bhagavan, Svarup Shakti, Nitya Kala, and I'm now into an Atma without Bhakti. There is Paramatma with me, but our connection is not very strong. There is the material world all around me, time and my own karma. I've fallen into five. So in this situation, my Lord, please help me. He says like this. And there is help. And we'll come to the end. There is help. The Lord has somehow sent his dear devotee in this world of five. The world of five. This is a very good way to say it. He gives us the mercy through his dear devotee. In my own spiritual life, I have so much, just the last few days, I was able to read more than more than, sorry, more than I usually can read. And I was reading Sri Prabhupada's books. I'm working at this moment with the Upadeshamrita, the Nectar of Instruction, and I just enjoy it so much these last few days, just reading every day and thinking deeply and looking in Prabhupada's other books. Karuna Bhavan is the best place in the world because our other books are everywhere. And you can just go from one book to the next, to the next, to the next. And so on. And I've really meditated about my relationship with Srila Prabhupada. So nice, Prabhupada, that you came and this knowledge came to me and I could, you know, become your disciple and serve you in some small, little, insignificant ways. So then I found this nice verse, which I want to read to you, which shows that the spiritual master is really the mercy of Lord Krishna. Guru Krishna Rupahana Shastera Pramane Guru Rupa Krishna Kripa Karena Bhakta Gane. According to the deliberate opinion, this is a well thought out opinion, of all revealed scriptures, the spiritual master is non different from Krishna. Lord Krishna, in the form of the spiritual master, delivers his devotees. If you want to read this verse on your own because it's so amazing, please look it up in Adi Leela, chapter 1, text 45. In Prabhupada, he says, the relationship of a disciple with his spiritual master is as good as his relationship with the Supreme Lord. A spiritual master always represents himself as the humblest servitor of the personality of Godhead. But the disciple must look upon him as the manifested representation of Godhead. Some of you might think, well, Satchinanda Swami is now quoting these high-sounding verses to beat the drum for himself. Bum, 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 bum. Please, everyone, worship me now. This is the one time in the life and in the year where I can say such things. No, please don't misunderstand me. This is not my intention at all. I'm really thinking, when I quote these verses, that we must understand in this day and age, you know, that Prabhupada came and spread Krishna consciousness in a wonderful way for us, and that we can take shelter at his representatives, who may not be, I'm certainly not perfect in representing Prabhupada, but I'm trying my best to be a servant to the devotees and so on. I want to say, please look at Prabhupada. Please connect with this wonderful knowledge, and please let us all worship Krishna. Let us all worship him through following such a wonderful personality who came into this world by Lord Krishna's direct arrangement. That I personally think that if we all can join together in service to this wonderful mission, we will certainly feel great contact with the Kripa Shakti. And I've seen devotees who have done this experiencing the Kripa Shakti through this channel, the channel of the Sampradaya and so on, which goes on. There are very nice verses which follow this verse, and if you find some private time in your if you find some time, you please study this very carefully. Here's also a very nice verse. In all the ancient literatures of devotional service and in the more recent songs of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other unalloyed Vaishnavas, The spiritual master is always considered either one of the confidential associates of Srimati Radharani or a manifested representation of Srila Nityananda Prabhu. No? We can understand these great personalities, Radha and Srimati Radharani and Srila Nityananda Prabhu, have made an arrangement to connect us to the eternal Vani, the eternal instructions of our Sampradaya, to connect us with their mercy Shakti. Yes. Hare Krishna. Please, if you like, you can read this. It's very nice. Grave gave me great encouragement as I was thinking about it. Now in Shastra, and now it becomes a little more simple, there are ample opportunities how even an untalented person, untalented for bhakti, or uncultured person even, came in contact with the Kripa Shakti of the Lord in some very extraordinary ways. And I want to give you one of these very nice examples, which is hopefully new for you, so that you will tell it to your friends and so on. It's the story of Ambarish Maharaj. You remember Ambarish Maharaj, who was engaging all his mind and his senses in Krishna and his body in the sense in the service of the Lord. He was a king, but he did great deity worship and personally mopped the temple rooms and so on. He was a wonderful devotee. He was the king of Mathura. Maybe I also didn't know Mathura, where Krishna appeared. So one day this great devotee Ambarish Maharaj was sitting there in his hall, and Narada Muni came to him. When Narada Muni saw Ambarish Maharaj, he had never seen a person who looked so sad. He was very, very, very shocked. Why do you look so sad? Ambarish Maharaj was thinking of his brother at that time. I'm so sad because I think of my brother. My brother is such a nonsense. He is so untalented for bhakti. He's actually a demon. I have to admit this. He felt very, very bad because of this. Can you say, you know, if your family member is a little strange, you know, that you're like, oh no. This brother was really heavy. Where does he live? Said Narada Muni. Ambarish described the house in Mathura. But don't go to him. He's a real demon. Maybe something works, you know. I have preached to many. No, don't go. Please don't go. Should not have said it. It is a very demon. It will be a very unpleasant encounter. But Narada Muni was by that time determined. If he could help Ambarish to become happy again, he would do everything, even to go to this demon brother of his. So he went to Ambarish Maharaj's brother. He lived in a beautiful bungalow. And he went right through the gate where the brother was sitting in the garden with some beautiful women, I believe, and he was clearly in the enjoying mood, drinking some substance. It's really, really, you know, material life. And Narada Muni started to speak to him about devotional service and how it can clear the clouds of ignorance and connect the eternal soul with the Lord. Stop! Can't you see that you are disturbing? Narada Muni was just so merciful. From one perspective, but from the other, it's very good to hear about Krishna. Now the brother was so furious that he took out his sword. He could not control himself. And he started to violently he wanted to attack Narada Muni, but Narada Muni swiftly went away. He's a very heavy demon, he said. Imagine you wish to preach to someone and all of a sudden he takes his word out and puts it under your throat. So Narada Muni went back to Ambarish, and Ambarish said, how was he? Was he at least polite? No, he's really gone, said Narada Muni. He's really demoniac. Don't tell me he did something against you. Not so bad. It's all right. Then Narada Muni started to think afterwards, I must somehow help this poor fool. And he went this time not inside the gate, but from outside the gate, he called. And when you finally see Yamaraj, asked him one question. What is the benefit of having the association of a pure devotee? And then he ran away. When Ambarish Maharaj's brother came to the gate, no one was there. He was there with his sword ready to kill. Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. He was ready to go for the kill. But Narada Muni was not there. Then Ambarish Maharaj's brother lived his life, and after some time, then finally he became very sick, and then the moment of death came, and there he saw the Yamadutas who took him to Yamaraj. So when Yamaraj had heard all the list of offenses which were committed by this poor fool, he became very angry and manifested a terrible form. Ambarish Maharaj's brother, finally he asked him, so before I condemn you to life in hell, do you have anything to say on your part? Is there anything? The brother was, oh no. And somehow, by the blessing of Narada Muni, this question came into his mind. Yes, can you tell me what is the benefit of spending 1 second in the association of a pure devotee of the Lord? Yamaraj was, what? You asked a very, very high level question. You know, it's almost like you meet some real, you know, fallen person, and he asks, what is the relationship between Sankarshan and Mahavishnu? You know? And you're like, you know, you go like, what? One moment, please. I need to just readjust my mind now, and then I can think about it and maybe on. So Yamaraj thought, what? Then he thought, this is a very good question. I can't answer this question now. Why don't we go to Lord Brahma and ask him the question? I'm also very interested what Brahmaji says. I have some idea, but let us go. He was very enthusiastic because Yamaraj is a devotee. He likes these questions very much. It reminds him of Krishna. He went to Brahma with his poor fellow. Brahmaji said, yes, a moment of association with a pure devotee is more worth than 1,000 Ashwamedha Jajakyas. This is what I have heard from Shastra. But, you know, it's a real good question. I mean, who's asking? Oh, this rascal is asking. Well, it's a real good question. Let us go to Mahadev and ask him, Shivaji. And Lord Shiva explained also that, yes, when you have association with a devotee of the Lord, you can understand Krishna consciousness and the meaning of life. And he began to explain, but then he said, but I don't feel that I can answer this question completely. Let us go to the Lord in the spirit of Lord Vishnu. They went to Lord Vishnu and asked, Lord Vishnu, we have one question which was raised by this person here. What is the benefit of a moment's association with a pure devotee of the Lord? Vishnu just smiled, and then he laughed. He said, you see it right here. He had association with Narada Muni, and now he is in the spiritual world. He is now my associate. Do you not remember from Gita, yat gatvan na nivatante? Someone who has attained my abode will never return. He stays with me. He smiled and smiled because he knew. Very clever arrangement of Narada Muni. The nectar of devotion, where many such things are discussed, Prabhupada says, not always it may happen to everyone that these results are coming. But this is described to glorify the activities of devotional service. So we should know that as we are here, this was about Sadhu Sangha, but we should know Sri Vigraha, Naam and Dham can give us the mercy. But we need to come into the mood, into this confession, that we are in this mood that I confess I am very fallen. This doesn't work like this. We need to be in this mood where we really wish to have the mercy, and where there is no false ego, shielding us, so that the mercy Kripa Shakti does not enter our heart. And this is very important. Don't be afraid to go before the Lord and just to confess. What is it? To confess the story of your material entanglement, and to confess, I have so much a desire to come to you, but it only will work if your Kripa Shakti comes. Then you connect with the Kripa Shakti, which comes through any of these agents which we have discussed: Sri Vigraha, Naam, Dham, Katha, Sadhu, Shastra, and the devotional service that you perform. Do it in a mood, my dear Lord, I wish to come to you. My dear Lord, I just tried so much, but I'm so fallen. Don't remain a satisfied devotee. Hare Krishna. If you would isolate this sentence from the whole lecture, you would do the lecturer a great injustice. Of course you must be satisfied in devotional service. But what I want to explain here is, when I say, don't remain a self-satisfied devotee, I mean this mayic, dull, covered, everything is alright, or what can I do, I am like this, and so on. Pray to Krishna, please help me, in this sense. You have someone who comes in great material satisfaction to the Lord will not pray to him like someone who comes with him in great need, desperately in need. Jagadananda Pandit says in Prema Vivata, ni jatatva jani ara sangsa nachaya kena vabhajino maya. When a soul knows the truth of his conditional position, constitutional position, when you know the truth of your constitutional position, the jiva no longer wants to continue his material entanglement. He thinks, alas, alas, why have I served Maya for so long? Why have I served Maya for so long? When you get to know, I'm an eternal soul, part and parcel of Krishna. If you understand this truth of your constitutional position, you say, alas, alas, in Deutsch, o weh, o jemine, warum habe ich Maya schon so lange gedient? Why
have I served Maya for so long? Then Krishna gives the jiva the strength of his eternal potency. Maya then ceases to be attractive and loses her power over such a soul. You know, if you confess, alas, why have I served Maya for so long? Then Maya stops to be attractive for you, Hare Krishna, and has no more power over you. She gives you free. Oh, this person thinks too much of Krishna and wants to return to Krishna. Then Maya, then the things don't look any longer so powerfully illusioning you. Hare Krishna. So please, in some way or another, contact the Lord's Kripa Shakti. Our Lord Nityananda will appear, and it's the day to get his Kripa Shakti. Please do not close your heart by either material happiness or material misery. Oh, so miserable, so miserable. That's not the idea. Open your heart. My dear Lord, I am here before you. I am your servant. I've forgotten it for too long. Now please take me. Then with this simple confession, the Kripa Shakti will enter your heart and do something. That's why, you know, any devotee who is in this mood is always, you can see, very, very happy. You know, you see the new devotees. Oh, I did so many wrong things, but wow, now I'm coming to you. And you see some older devotees who have understood also their situation. Oh, Krishna, please, please, I will long for you. These devotees are very happy. But those in the middle, who have not this crying in the heart, who remain satisfied with either their material happiness or material misery. We are attached to both. We condition souls. We keep attached to happiness and misery in material life. We can't let go of either the happiness or the misery. It's for such. It may be longer process. So, but let us not. I know that all of you who came, and all of you who care to listen to these lectures, which are given during this time, you must have this strong desire to contact the Kripa Shakti. So I wish all of us all the best. May the waves of mercy which come from the altar may touch all of our hearts, and may we simply be swept away in Krishna consciousness from material life and just enjoy in the ocean, in the waves of the ocean of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. I hope this was inspiring. For those of you who wish to find the songs, it's in Bhaktivinod Thakur's song collection of Sharanagati songs. Bhajana Lalasa means hankering for divine service. It's song number one, which we have quoted. And the other, Amara Jivana, is also a nice song. It's song number four in the section Dainya, or humility. I want to end here. I will not take any questions on this subject. If you have any questions, please let us ask them tomorrow, because we do not want to go too late. I can see Gaura Bhavani there, and she will give us a little orientation. And I also have, before you go out, Rupa Goswami's Samadhi in cake form for you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Go Nitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.